WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively back out on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're bringing it to you on Thursday. We will be at GNA Coney Island Hot Dogs. Yes, having a crab cake, and I've had both, and they're going to be delicious. Andy's moved his business from Highland Town out to White Marsh last year. He was a little too busy last summer. I'm going to give him a hard time when I'm out there. But we got some great guests joining us. Mike Hsu, formerly of WJZ, coming by for some storytelling. My old pal, Tony Della Rose, is going to be joining us. It's all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'll be giving away some holiday cash drops as well as some Raven scratch-offs. Only a handful left. By the end of the month, we'll be into new scratch-offs because it's the 50th anniversary. John Martin joins us now from the Maryland Lottery. He is directing things there into the new year. Oh, man, we got football playoffs. We got a new governor coming in next week. We got 50th anniversary. But the most important thing, John, is my wife came running in here 5 minutes before the show and said, nobody hit the jackpot. Nobody hit the jackpot. I'm like, listen, I'm getting ready for my Maryland Lottery, mblottery.com. I said, it's $1.3 billion. And then she came running. She's, no, it's not. It's $1.35 billion. And I'm like, five's a lot. I mean, so John, welcome in. Are we in a, when does this thing become a record? It's really getting there, right?
We can see it from here, Nestor. You know, if you stand on the, on your tippy toes, you can see it from here. This is now the number two all-time Mega Millions jackpot at 1.35. And yes, that's correct. That five is important.
And that's probably wrong by the time it draws, right? Like, it'll be more than that by then, right?
Oh, yeah, we would anticipate. I mean, today, you know, the right. jackpot will be Friday. We have some time in between when we're recording this and when the actual jackpot is selected.
So this thing's absolutely got a chance.
It's got a chance. I don't know if it's got a chance to be number one. The number one jackpot was 1.537 in October of 2018 in South Carolina. One individual won that prize.
When you just say that, it's such a great movie in my mind, right? Like what happened the minute that person won and how it's changed their life, hopefully for the better in many, many ways, but just like how incredible it will be, you know, at some point in the next two, couple days, somebody wins this. And if it's one person, especially, but there's a chance it could be three or four people too, right?
There is that chance. You said movie, you got my interest. Do you see George Clooney playing the part of John Martin? I mean,
I
caught myself
regular,
in the monitor here.
I see it very black and white, 1950s, sort of, not even sitcom, just sort of happy Pleasantville, sort of like, oh, you know, moment that you have, you know, things are a lot of your life's concerns can be taken care of. Not all of them, but a lot of them can be, because you dream when you play this, right?
Well, if we're going to dream, let's dream further, because at 1.35, the cash value and historically people opt for that, $707.9 million cash value. And if that lucky winner, he or she or they, happen to be Maryland residents, the state of Maryland would stand to benefit to the tune of $63.3+ million of tax revenue. Welcome, Governor-elect Moore.
Well, hang on a second. Now, I just want to ask this because I don't get to ask this often because you're on every week and we have fun here and there's no script for what we do, which is why I love it.
What?
So much,
wait, you know? there's no script? What? Huh?
Go page two, third column. You get, I don't want to say competitive about this, but you've been the director of the Maryland Lottery for a relatively short time against the 50 years that it's been here, right? That if this happened in Hancock or in Salisbury or in, I don't know, Lyocoming, you know what I mean? Like that if it happens here, you get to go to said Royal Farm, said Wise Market, said Costas, wherever it's sold, right? Hopefully WNST sponsor as well, but you get to go out, do the big check that everybody to have it in your state. It means a lot to you, right? Like this would put the red light on Monday morning and everybody in your place would go crazy. Cause it's like Willy Wonka, right? Like literally we got the golden ticket, like literally, right?
I will tell you, and you can let your mind wander this. I will tell you the trash talking that goes on between lottery directors is second to none, including Lamar Jackson trash talking.
So hold on a second. The state will get $64 million more because someone hits it here and not in Delaware, Ohio, Pennsylvania, wherever that.
Right. I mean, each state's tax rates are very different. In some states, they tax $0 on lottery winnings. So, you know, there you go. We tend to be a little higher priced than some of the other jurisdictions.
But we do more with the money too, though. I mean, like, I see what you did there. Side of that.
I see what you did there. You turned that right around.
I hate paying tolls when I'm places and paying for roads and doing this and doing that. We hate fees. We're Americans, for crying out loud. But there does come a point where the structure of government and taxes, and Wes Moore will tell you all about this next week, that there is take money and take. Uncle Larry did a good job of that. Left a lot of money here, from what I'm understanding, right? Yes. Enough for the Ravens to get money. I mean, we're in pretty good shape. But part of that is, did you give me the number last week? You number 2, 3, 4. What's the number that lottery, that now sports wagering is going to pay more, right? That
yeah, Maryland lottery. Yeah. Maryland group. Lottery and gaming is number 4 on your hit parade in terms of the annual contributors to the state tax revenues. So behind the trifecta of taxes, sale, individual tax, sales tax, corporate tax, and then Maryland lottery and gaming, number 4.
I've been doing this a long time, and we always give Buddy Rugo a kiss when he's on, when we can, and talk about the Buddy Rugo room. But going back to even those days, even when I owned a business 10 years and I've owned it 31 years, that I never really correlated like the benefit that if it happens here, that the state gets $65 million out of it. Like I had never, that's a major thing. Like it really is. And I mean, that's 10% of what Steve got last week on the football team. That's $60 million. That's a lot of money. At stake for the lottery, too. That's kind of a competitive, fun thing.
So we will keep fingers, eyes, and toes crossed. Try to walk that way, but keep everything crossed we can that things do fall again. And, yeah, there is the wink, wink, nudge between lottery directors.
Okay.
We have benefited over the years. There are some states that have never had a big winner. So, you know, they would love to see their first. This would be this would rank up there certainly for us, but it would be a lot of fun for a lot of people.
Absolutely. John Martin is here. He's the director. I'm having as much fun as you are. I'm just dreaming about when this happens for the Willy Wonka winner and all this stuff happens. Meanwhile, you're getting winners all the time. Seth sends me emails every week. There was $1 million winner here last week. And has anyone come and claim that prize yet, John?
You know what? I don't believe we have. We were fortunate enough, and that's kind of the side benefit of these large jackpots is that, you know, we have 9 prize tiers. So everyone's focused on now $1.35 billion, but all the way down to $4. You know, we have people who win, you know, hundreds, thousands, millions of dollars on other tier prizes in both Mega Millions and Powerball, which is no slouch at $360 million this week as well. So yeah, there's that's why people should always check their ticket. They should always check mdlottery.com for results and find out if they do in fact have a lower tier prize. And when we have stories like that, we enjoy people talking about it. We have an individual here in Baltimore County who won $150,000 on their Powerball win, which means they also had the multiplier, the Powerball multiplier for their winnings. So they're 50,000.
That's a buck, right?
It's an extra buck on both Powerball and Mega Millions, but you multiply your winnings. So in this case, this individual won $50,000, but they played the extra buck and they have now a 3x multiplier. So they win $150,000. So stories like that are always fun. You can see many of those stories at mdlottery.com.
You think that person plays them all the time? They always play the extra dollar just in case.
You know what? I think that's a habit that you get into pretty quickly, and particularly when you see some success. People will tend. They're creatures of habit.
It's a big deal.
They are creatures of habit. And another creature of habit thing is that we have people who also enjoy playing our second chance contests. Even if you don't have a non-winning ticket, you still may be able to submit them for prizes, many times cash prizes. We just finished up our holiday second chance promotion contest based on our holiday ticket sales for the season. And the last drawing was last night. And I don't have the names here, but we had 10 winners of cash prizes, 5 $2,500 winners and 5 $25,000 winners. So just when you thought the holidays were over, the gift that keeps on giving, Nestor.
Absolutely. Well, the gift that keeps on giving is football season. And I love how the NFL packages these things. They got a Monday night game now, two Saturday. And I had to go middle of the season when it looked like the Ravens were 8-3 and we're going to be playing this weekend. I'm like, I wonder when those games are and what time those games are. Although they play a Monday night game. It's super wild card weekend here this weekend. And I know, I mean, we have things to talk about that we're getting. We're the 1 year anniversary now, right? Getting up on when you guys really began getting into the business of this. We've come a long, long way. I saw you sweat a lot last summer and into the fall about mobile. I know there's going to be another announcement about mobile as well, but this is when it really ramps up and we get a couple of games and when sort of the world's watching one game, all the games, there's a lot of focus on all these games these next couple weekends.
Well, just this week, we announced our sports wagering results for the month of December, our first full month with both retail brick and mortar locations, which are now celebrating their anniversary into their second year now, and mobile, which started at the end of November with the November 23rd launch. So at the end of the month of December, some interesting things and some facts and numbers, because if nothing else, we are numbers people here, Nestor. We like numbers. And some things to just look at is that combine both retail and mobile, that for the month of December, we generated over nearly $500 million in handle, meaning money wagered. Vast majority of that, 96% of that was on the mobile side. So as we saw predictably the big swing to
96 mobile.
Now what inflates that is the promotional play, because we still have the sports books offering promotions that are still this last month in December, right around $70 million in promotional play, which artificially inflates that number. But again, we've anticipated based on other jurisdictions about a 90-10% breakdown between mobile and retail. And I think once the promotions kind of recede and come back to normalcy, you'll see something in that 90-10 ratio here in Maryland, which again is expected. That's what we see in other jurisdictions, and no one should be surprised on that.
I think people that hear that for the first time may be a little shocked by it.
Oh, you know, absolutely.
I mean, it gave me a little sticker shock. And then I thought, oh, well, I can bet right here on my phone and I don't have to move instead of moving. Like, yeah, I mean, 90% would be DoorDash if we could just all order, you know, like and again, this is probably the point where we say, this is all new. Be careful. Be responsible in what you're doing. The league's saying that. All the agencies are saying that. And on behalf of everyone that's ever listened to me that's enjoyed this part of sports, just go slow. Know your limits. Take care of yourself, you know?
You know what? Go slow. Play responsibly. Have a plan. Stick with it. Budget both your time and your money spent. So you can fully enjoy the options available to you for your entertainment dollar. But I think it's also be smart, be educated. And this is probably a whole nother topic that may be outside of my sweet spot. So I don't want to overstep my bounds here, but so many times I think people are caught up in the excitement of it that they don't fully understand what it is they're wagering. The amount that casinos have left is still pretty healthy. It's the last month of December here, we are looking at a combined hold rate of 17%, which is just about twice what it used to be back in the day. And the reason it's inflated are primarily things like parlay bets, things like in-game bets.
Low percentage over the book. It's
low percentage win, and it clearly is in the advantage of the sports book and the operator. So just be smart about what it is you're wagering. Don't chase losses. Sit back and relax a little bit and be better educated on what it is you're investing in terms of that bet. And you know, not that I would wish the casinos and sports books not do well, but I think again, an educated consumer is a much better player in the long run.
Well, that number goes down from 17 to 15 of house money versus the winner's money. And, I learned all about that with horse racing 30 years ago on Preakness Day as well, with how educated people would know more about what they're gambling on. John Martin is here. He gambles on us each and every week here. We have some fun together. You can find him at the front of Baltimore, a positive, as well as MD Lottery. I want to give you a minute because my wife was yelling at me right before we came on about Second Chance, but more than that, about the app and the importance of the app and people using that. And we don't talk about it as much, but I do want to give you a little oxygen on that, because it is my wife, sort of. It's the way she plays the lottery, and it's the way so many people I see modern times when I'm at Casas, when I'm at places, even when I notice all of your booths, the kiosk in the front of places. As much as we talk about mobile wagering, mobile playing for the lottery is a sort of standard now for many, many people. It's the way they do it, right?
Well, at least to interact, but the actual playing, you still cannot make a purchase on your phone with traditional lottery products. The mobile wagering with sports betting is a distinct behavior. But we do have a couple apps actually available in the marketplace. The Maryland Lottery app, which will give you all things really that are available on our website, a lot of information, a lot of the ability to see current jackpots and know what
you see if you won.
Are.
You know, the first thing, like, literally, that's my wife is, did we win? Boom, right? I mean, right. And then from there, hey, Second Chance, all that. But getting more people to use it, it's just smart, right? I mean, literally, well, if you're going to play, you enhance your chance. I mean, you take less away from John or State, and you get a better chance to win.
And part of that was the rationale or reason to why we went away from the mechanical machines and the numbered ball drawings on a daily basis, is that we knew the viewership on television was declining over the last several years. We knew more and more people were comfortable using phones to get things like winning number information. So, yeah, it's just been a logical evolution. We have a number of, hundreds of thousands of My Lottery Rewards participants and members who enjoy things like Second Chance drawings and promotions that are available to them direct to their phone. So they opt in for all of that information. And it allows us a chance to have that touch point with a player literally 24/7, so they can get information when they need it, how they need it. And eventually we'll see where that goes in terms of more services available in the years ahead. But clearly downloading the Maryland Lottery and Gaming app is a good step in that direction.
I always joke with my wife that, May of 1987, I put the wrong lotto numbers in the Evening Sun. And 36 years later, yours is at least reliable. So I'm getting the real numbers if I'm coming to mplottery.com. Oh, John Martin is here. We can laugh about it now, but it was not funny at the time. Believe me, it was not, John.
Hey, I tell you things that we do laugh about over time, and that's what we've done in 50 years. And I would encourage all of your fans to go to our website and check out our 50 years of a lottery stories that are available there. And not only historically, but in the future, where we'll tease things that are coming down the line as early as this month with new games, new promotions, new activities, all focused on celebrating this, our 50th anniversary year. So look forward to seeing those things. And as we talk through the year, we'll have a lot of exciting special offers to talk about.
So I'm going to give you a little backroom WNST Baltimore Positive. I was on the backside of the website middle of the week, and, traffic gets slower during the holidays, kind of normal. And I'm not a guy that's even married to how my traffic is any given day, but sometimes I see a spike and like, ooh, a lot of people read that blog. And I looked in this past week, the piece we did last week had more traffic than usual. I thought, was it John's sweater? Was it my hair? Was it our topicality, whatever? And then I remembered the picture that I used on it was the old wishbone. And it was the, the old lottery classic. And I'm like, they all love the wishbone. That's exactly what I thought when I saw it, because the traffic was up. And I'm like, well, I don't think we were anything special. I mean, you were pretty good last week, but I didn't think I was anything special. But I think people love nostalgia, John. They really do.
Nestor, I've got broad shoulders. I'll carry you for a while if I need to. Don't worry about it.
Well, what's old is new again is what I said, what I called it. And it had all three of the old exploding red and gold L and the pink and blue. It has all the old L's from the lottery in it, right?
Well, coming up in March, it's a little tease. Coming up in March, we will have a scratch-off ticket that will feature all of our historical logos. So look for that in March.
Right. Now I want to live long enough to get to March so I can make it through some Springsteen concerts in February and the Super Bowl that Do you want to kick dirt on the Ravens now, or do you want to wait for the season to end, Mr. Browns fan?
Why would I kick dirt? I have no glory in kicking dirt. They've
not eliminated yet, and we have one thing in common. Neither one of us like Cincinnati. I mean, really, right?
Yeah. I mean, people talked about, oh, you're from Ohio, so you must think. And I said, you know what? Cincinnati is Kentucky. as far as Clevelanders are concerned, you know, it's once you get past Columbus, you might as well be in Kentucky at that point.
See that? That is a real northern southern. That's sports. You know, that's what sports will do to you at this point, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll hear about that later on, too.
It brings us together until such time we play each other in a playoff matchup. So
As it should be.
Listen, I've never had a bone to pick with these Cincinnati people. We took care of business back in 1970 with the Orioles back in the zoo. So I'm good. But this weekend, it's Cincinnati and Baltimore. And John Martin will be joining us at some point on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. This week, the Maryland Crab Cake Tour will be coming to a bit of my old homeland, White Marsh Perry Hall. We're going to be at G&A Coney Island Hot Dog. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have some Raven scratch-offs as well as some holiday cash drops. We're going to have some fresh ones. I'm waiting for March to get the cool scratch-offs that have the old school thing so I can hold it up and be old school. John, I appreciate you. Did I miss anything this week, or are we good?
We are very good. A lot going on. I got to go, print more money. We have $1.35 billion. I got to get. I'm on the printer here for the next couple of days, just cranking that out.
Now that I try to learn something in every one of these segments, a pretty basic premise of Baltimore Positive. I talk to somebody for 20 minutes and they'll learn something. What have I really done? I have just learned the real importance that this ticket for Mega Millions gets sold here in the state of Maryland. That it has real benefit to Maryland. So I'm going to be pulling even harder for us than I do for the Terps in basketball. How about that?
There you go. All right. Remember, play responsibly.
Well, I told my wife that right before the segment began. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Mega Millions, go win. And BaltimorePositive.com. Stay with us.